four wings, two on each side, about halfway back on his body, and he...
Well, I think he's a snake doctor.
All right.
But there are a lot of fancy names.
What about just running over very quickly some stinging insects? You just give me some.
Oh, bees, honeybees, bumblebees, hornets, yellow jackets, mosquitoes, fleas. You want all kinds of
stuff. Well, there's one more I want.
Bed bugs.
There's one more I want that builds a nest, a gray nest. Up under the...
He's a mud dauber.
All right.
What else could he be?
Well, I was thinking of just ordinary wasp.
A wasp and a mud dauber, probably the same thing, but I never was sure. See, if I saw the nest, it was a mud dauber. If I didn't, he was a wasp. So that...
Well, I always called I notice that most people around here don't really distinguish
between mud daubers and wasps. Well, I only distinguish when I can see the nest. Then I was apt to call it a mud dauber.
Well, now, the thing that we down in Georgia call a mud dauber is, they call him a dirt dauber down there. He has a nest that's made out of mud.
It's
got round tubes.
That's what I'm talking about. Same thing.
Oh, I see. Well,
that's why I say when I could see the nest, and I didn't know what a wasp lived in, but I just saw, and probably I was calling them interchangeably, don't you see?
Well, let's see. Inside the house, if you have a web in the corner of the room.
Spider web.
You call it the same thing if it's outside?
Yeah.
You ever use the word cobweb at all?
Oh, I guess, but I doubt it. Read it.
And,
Hospital.
What do you call...
You get the cobwebs out of your brain, maybe. Mm-hmm. You never... I suppose we use cobwebs, but I doubt it.
What do you call a dry land turtle?
A terrapin. Sometimes a turtle. Snapping turtle, maybe.
And then, do you have any other word for the sycamore tree besides sycamore?
I don't think so.
You ever hear buttonwood or buttonball? This kind of vine that will make you break out in a rash if you get it.
Poison ivy.
Do you make any difference between poison ivy and poison oak?
Yeah, but I'm not sure I've ever seen poison oak. I knew about poison ivy, and I knew there was another one that was probably worse called poison oak, but I don't... So maybe there wasn't another one. See, maybe it's the same thing in another name. I knew the name poison oak, but didn't know the weed or the plant.
Well, what about a woman whose husband is dead? I just want the pronunciation of this.
She's a widow. A widow woman to the country people.
Yeah. What about, what as a boy did you call your father?
I don't know. Bird Whistle's been asking me that, and I guess Daddy.
I've never met Bird Whistle.
He's going to Baltimore. You all took our most brilliant research man in the art, from the art department. Fellow named Clayton Gilbert. Buffalo's taken, not Baltimore. Buffalo's got Bird Whistle. He's a mountain boy.
I haven't even read Bird Whistle's book.
I haven't either. I've listened to a lot of Bird. Good friend, I'm fond of him.
What did you call your mother when you were a boy?
I think mother, but that's... I'm afraid the city influence, but... Maybe. I just don't know. Now that they've got me, I've been fooled with on this. I don't know.
What about your grandfather?
They were both dead.
You didn't know. Did you know your grandmothers?
No.
What about this vehicle that the baby rides in? You push it down the sidewalk.
A baby buggy.
Well, when you
said it was a perambulator, at least the English type of one.